With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Some years ago, British writer Martin Amis read a review of a book that advanced the theory that people who are murdered are psychologically or genetically predisposed to being murdered.
It occurred to me that what would be really interesting would be to have someone plan their own murder, as you might even plan a work of art. Far from it being a senseless murder, you would give it shape and form and meaning.
That's the premise behind Martin Amis' futuristic novel, London Fields, in which the young heroine of the book, Nicola Six, engineers a kind of proxy suicide.
She doesn't want to kill herself, and she wants to go out with a bang, and she wants to take a couple of people with her, and she wants to make a point.
The novel's two villains are Keith, a small-time hood and professional cheat, and Guy, a doltish upper-class Brit, and both are manipulated by the young woman.
With the brutish character Keith, the girl manipulates him through sex, and with the upper-class character, she manipulates him through love.
Martin's father is Kingsley Amis, an eminent man of letters. Kingsley finds his son's novels tough going and has never been able to get through one, including London Fields.
No, he didn't make it, no. I think he gave it his best shot. And he'd done damn well. He'd done about 80 pages, I think.
London Fields by Martin Amis has been published in paperback by Vintage International, which has also reissued Amis's novels Dead Babies and Success. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. British novelist Martin Amis may seem a bit arrogant at times, and as a result, he's often attacked by a hostile British press. But Amis, whose most recent novel is London Fields, is unfazed by the hostility of the journalist.
It's not me. It's the writing that somehow prickles them. And then the interview is conducted with the usual good humor, but then they go home and beat me up on their typewriters.
Martin Amis admits he doesn't show the press the kind of respect it thinks it deserves.
Well, I happen to be 5'6" tall, but that height has been slashed by many a profile writer. I've been told I'm 5'1", 5'2", 4'11", you know. These inches don't matter much if you're 6 foot, but let me tell you, when you're around 5'6", every millimeter is priceless.
Even Martin's father, novelist Kingsley Amis, has publicly criticized his son, describing Martin's politics as nonsense and Martin's books as often being in poor taste. Martin insists his father is proud of him, but also perhaps a little jealous.
You hate to see the younger writers coming along.
Amis says it used to be that being a publishing success in Britain produced few rewards.
A success in London used to mean that you had lunch with your publisher and maybe you bought a new filing cabinet.
But now authors such as himself are starting to demand and receive handsome advances for their books. The darkly comic London Fields by Martin Amis has been reissued in paperback by Vintage International, as well as his novels Dead Babies and Success. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Some years ago, British writer Martin Amis was reading a first novel by a young American, Jacob Epstein. As he read, whole sections of the book became increasingly familiar, and Amis realized Epstein had lifted the words right out of Amis' own first novel, The Rachel Papers.
Now, I thought this was, flattering in a way. And then a certain point was reached and then passed, and I thought, this isn't right.
It proved to be an embarrassing episode for Jason Epstein, who publicly apologized, and now Amis wishes he had handled things differently.
He suffered more than inordinately. It didn't do me any good, because in fact, you tend to get blamed yourself if you're plagiarized.
Martin Amis' most recent novel is London Fields, a darkly funny, often scatological vision of London in 1999, and of a young woman who plots her own murder. London Fields is Amis' sixth novel.
Once I've had my breakfast and my cup of coffee, the desire to write is as palpable as the desire for the first cigarette.
Each day, Amis retires to a nearby flat and waits for the words to come.
Journalists who go to hot spots in the world have writer in their passport as their job description, but sometimes change it to waiter if they're going somewhere dangerous. But I think they're almost interchangeable. A writer is a waiter. He is not waiting on table, but he's waiting on his typewriter.
Martin Amis' novels London Fields, Success, and Dead Babies have all been republished as Vintage International trade paperbacks. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.